Please be seated. Remember, remember, remember. Earlier today in London and in countless other places, ceremonies were held. This is Remembrance Sunday in Great Britain and the Commonwealth and many European countries, marking the end of the First World War. In London, there is a big memorial called the Cenotaph in the middle of one of the major roads. It's a memorial statue. It's not the Tomb of the Unknowns. Those individuals are laid to rest at Westminster Abbey. But there at the Cenotaph, the royal family will be there. They're up on a stand. Some members will be presenting wreaths at the Cenotaph. It is a very somber time and a moment of silence. Politicians will put aside their differences, and they will each lay a wreath. It is solemn. I have seen pictures. Everybody looks so serious. It's like, don't even dare. You might see somebody you haven't seen in a while. Don't smile. You know, just kind of look at them. Everybody looks so somber, so sincere. It is a major day of remembrance. Now, for us in the United States, I know that November 11th, the focus for us is on those who have served and are among us, not those who have gone. The purpose for Memorial Day is to do just that. This is a day of the 11th will be to honor those who have served, Armed Forces Day for those who are currently serving. So I know how the three work. I do know how the three work. But for me, still, there's a bit of a Remembrance Day mindset with November 11. And this is the month to remember. Earlier, we marked All Saints Day, which some could say could mean all those who have gone before. But just in case, if you feel like there's some junior varsity Christians out there, you honor them on All Souls Day on the 2nd. Saints of the Varsity, well, the JV gets a day on the 2nd. But those days are there, and we have Thanksgiving at the conclusion of the month. And to me, Thanksgiving is a time to look back, to remember, and to give thanks in light of that. For me, I start off the month, list 100 blessings. Since the preview, that's why I got to start on the first. Sometimes got to think a little bit. But several years ago, I began the custom that on the month of November, make a list of 100 blessings that have occurred in the past year. This is a time to think back. Christmas, so much going on then. To me, it's all about the present. Besides the presents, it's about the present. New Year's Day, you're looking into the new year. Thanksgiving, this is a time to joyfully reflect back and to count blessings. Our lessons from John and Deuteronomy have something in common, and both have application for us today. Deuteronomy is set as the people prepare to enter the new land. This is it. You're about to enter. What kind of people will you be? This is launching a child into adulthood. It's maybe that book that you give the child or that speech that you give the child, which you'll probably give again. But it's something like that. Or before one gets married, maybe the pep talk going into it. Think of it as, all right, you're going forward. What are you going to do? In John 15, Jesus knows that he will soon be facing the cross and resurrection and ascension to heaven. This is part of a closing pep talk in a way that he is giving his followers. Both of these are sending sessions. So what are applications that we can find from this? First is memory, remembering. There are three things connected with that. It is sacred, it shapes identity, it's the root of faithfulness. Remember how the Lord led you. And be careful not to forget the Lord, they are told in Deuteronomy. Don't get too big for your britches. Remember the past. Keep that in front of you of where God has brought you before. In John's gospel, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Remember how I have loved you, cared for you. Do that for others. Remember, it roots them, shaping the identity. And it is a sacred practice. Remember God's acts of love, God's covenant faithfulness in the wilderness, provided for them just enough for the day with manna. And Jesus' sacrificial love on the cross. Memory is not nostalgia, it is moral formation. And love requires obedience, discipline. There is a response. In Deuteronomy, it speaks of God's testing, humbling his people to know what was in their hearts, shaping their obedience. Testing them. It was kind of maybe a locker room session, a training session, student teaching, being a rookie on the job. In that, what were you taught? Jesus tells his followers, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." Love and loyalty are proven through obedience, not just emotion. God's love trains the people to walk rightly. Jesus defines friendship as a faithful obedience to his commands. These are done in duty. As we look to our Veterans Day right around the corner, as we look back to All Saints, All Souls Day, we're reminded that true honor is not just what is felt, but what is done. And gratitude flows from grace. Deuteronomy, they're reminded, do not forget about God, the giver, in your times of abundance. All that you have, and a little pat on the back's okay, but remember who provided, who made things possible. Bit by bit, I have been reading a biography of President Truman. It's the big, thick one. 900 plus pages, and I'm in the last 100. I'm going to finish that book by the end of the year. I'm at the point now where Truman has concluded his term, his second term, and Eisenhower has become president. And Truman is preparing to go back to Missouri. And he's going to go back to the house where they lived before he was serving in the Senate. In fact, his wife would go back there. She never did like this. Truman really never liked the Washington social scene. So when she could have a respectful chance to get back, she would. But in a sense that I always remembered where I was going back. Always knew that. The actions that I took were based on that. Gratitude flows from grace. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Gratitude for what is done, I will do. We are tempted to take grace for granted. Both passages remind us that gratitude must be grounded in remembrance of costly love. These words remind us that gratitude is all and have the importance that it carries. The manna in the wilderness, the cross of Calvary. Just last week, not only as we mark All Saints Day and other landmarks, we made our monthly trip to the Lord's table where we remembered and gave thanks. Remember, remember, remember. Remembrance, for it gives moral formation. Remember, for love requires discipline. Remember, because gratitude flows from grace. The fun and frivolity of Halloween has passed, and in my neighborhood, there's that two streets over, I call Halloween Street. It's fun to go down. Two houses really do go over the top. All those decorations are away. Now, I went to the Starbucks yesterday, and the pumpkin advertisements are gone. It's all about peppermint and Christmas. And it's already transitioned in many respects, as a radio station has already begun to play the Christmas music. But again, don't let the holiday of Thanksgiving get missed in the crack. Let this be a season of remembrance, gratitude, reflection, and refocus. God is good. Jesus gave it all for us, and we are blessed. And today, we are called to bless one another. In Jesus' name, amen.